Thank you, Lord. Open your word to us, O God. This is from John chapter 1, real familiar scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. The fall of man resulted in such an impossible situation and separation from God that the genius of healing that can only be observed on this side of the cross, because no one could ever have thought up the solution. Only looking back at the wisdom of God, which was a mystery for ages, can we just stand in awe of what he did. He didn't solve the problem of man's fallen destiny by repudiating us and starting over. He did it by becoming us and taking over our destiny. That's remarkable. Again, God's solution wasn't to repudiate us, destroy us, and start over with a new destiny. Instead, God stepped out of eternity in the time. The Word became flesh and became us and took over our destiny and our story. There's so much to that that is stunning. You cannot separate any of the Christ events. You can't separate the nativity from the incarnation, from the crucifixion to the resurrection to the ascension. All of those are the saving act of God that restored, reconciled us to him, that restored our fallen destiny. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says in verse 4, just as he, God the Father, chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Wow. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. The verses just before that says, blessed be God, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That sounds like restoration to me of destiny. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, if he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, we weren't just in Christ at the cross in his crucifixion, where the old was buried, crucified, or in the tomb where the old was buried, or in the resurrection when the new was raised up, in the ascension where the new that's been raised up is seated in heavenly places. We were also in him, chosen before the foundation of the world, in his incarnation. He came as us to take over the human story, to redeem the human story, to restore our destiny, the second Adam. And so we were in Christ in every place where his incarnational life was lived. And so this is just one of so many things we could talk about, but this one's fun. Actually, they're all fun. They're fascinating. This is when Jesus, in Matthew 3, I'm just using that particular one, comes to John the Baptist, he's baptized. And it says, and after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open. And the Spirit of God descending as a dove, in several scriptures it says, Gospels, and remained on him. coming upon him, and behold, a voice out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." You are in Christ. And because Jesus represented collective humanity, for those who've said yes to the gospel, to his solution, these were words spoken over you and me too. It should ring over us. Maybe it means even more to you today than normal, because maybe today you blew it again. Maybe you got frustrated again, lost your temper again, exerted your perfectionism on somebody else again. Maybe you judged somebody again or criticized somebody again or whatever you did or might have done or did yesterday. And it kind of still hangs over you like a Charlie Brown, is it Linus or Pigpen that had the little cloud? A lot of us walk around like little spiritual pigpens, a little cloud all the time, the guilt and condemnation. But the truth is, what he spoke over Jesus, who came as us. He didn't just come for us. He came as us. And incarnationally representing us. And those words spoken over Jesus should ring over you. Not as a dark cloud, but as a bright, shining sun. You are his beloved. He said that to Jesus, representing us in his humanity. He didn't wait till after he won, after he was successful in the temptations that follow. He said that about him before Jesus had done anything, performed one miracle, passed one test spiritually. That was spoken over him. It's just the way it is. And that's just the way it is about you. You're his beloved son, daughter. Nothing can change that. And it's important in his humanity that Jesus heard that before he went into the wilderness. Nothing the enemy could say could tempt him to trade that in. I'm his beloved. And he's well pleased with me. Again, that was before Jesus had done anything, performed anything, done anything, passed the test. Am I saying that you're perfect? No. But I'm saying that you have his relationship, Jesus's, with the Father. He was securing that all along. That those words are spoken over you, yet you're his beloved. And he is well pleased with you. And for all of us charismatics, the Holy Spirit is on you and remaining on you. You're not out there fighting people who should come get the trees off your house and haven't done it yet in the energy of your flesh. The Holy Spirit's on you. They're not coming late because something's wrong with you and God's upset. You're his beloved, in whom he's well pleased. No matter what you might face, no matter what you might go through, no matter what somebody else may say to you about you, he came as you, took over your story, and restored your destiny. And you live under the truth that you're his beloved. He is well pleased with you, and his Holy Spirit is on you to enable you to fulfill your destiny. Not just in the world to come in the ages, but in this life where we face battles every day. See, over and over again, with the enemy, how did he tempt Jesus? If you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of God, what if he wasn't sure about that? In his humanity, what if he was a little insecure about the Father's love for him? But the Father liked him very much. But he had no place. The enemy had no place in him. Jesus said that. The enemy had no place in him because he had heard before the fight ever started, I am his beloved, and he's well pleased with me. And in the energy of the Spirit, this one, or I forget the one in Luke, this one says, and he was led about by the Spirit in the wilderness. This is your story. Jesus became as us. to restore our story. It's now been taken up into his story. And you're his beloved. He's well pleased with you. And he has enabled you with the Holy Spirit to face anything the enemy might throw at you. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.